Five, four, three, two, one.
Liftoff.
Hello, flyover family. Buckle up, because this is the Flyover Conservative Show.
We all know it's Pride Month, but Nike is celebrating by creating a panel led by a doctor that brags about doing gender transformation surgeries on children.
Did you know that Iraq is now banning the U.S. dollar? What does that mean for you? What does it mean for the United States?
4,243 U.S. banks are currently on the chopping block and are meeting the criteria for going under. We do an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott.
All of this and more on the Flyover Conservative Show! Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Yay! Welcome! We are so excited to be with you tonight. If you're new to Flyover Conservatives, our slogan is wake up, speak up, and show up. We all wanted President Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. Man, I wish he would have done that.
Yeah.
That would have been absolutely amazing.
Been much more efficient.
Definitely. But we have learned over these last couple of years, what we really need is 80 million of us doing one thing every single day to save our own country.
And, you know, and it kind of feels a little better, too, when you're engaged,
yes.
You know, than when you're, as opposed to just sitting back. Have you ever seen these old Civil War battle scenes? You know, we just watched Dances with Wolves with our family this last weekend. We hadn't seen it in a long time. And I kind of forgot some of these stories. I used to read a lot of Lincoln biographies. And during the Civil War, there was a lot of battles. And then people from the local towns, they would literally come out on the hills and carriages, and they'd set up tea things. They actually would watch, you know, the battles take place.
Wow.
And, you know, there's a difference between being in a battle and then sitting and watching it and having tea, you know, and just, you know, not being engaged. And what I'm seeing with Americans is they are engaged. They're seeing some of these things. And while some things that are happening are horrifying, and you're like, how could that have happened? And they get torn in a spot of, is this organically taking place on my watch in the world around me? Is this what the world is demanding? Because you're seeing evil.
Right.
You see the Grammys and you're seeing different things. And is this organically what people are doing? Or is this a few select people that have their hands on the levers of control and are shoving this from the top down?
I think it's the latter.
I definitely
believe it is.
Is the latter. The organic movement is people fighting back and saying, no, that is wrong.
This
is not happening on my watch. And they're pushing back against the evil elites that are shoving these things down. And we're going to highlight that a lot, especially this month, on two fronts. One, on things happening in our finances. And the other was what's going on in what I call corporatism. And corporatism using their ESG score to try to gain space and sort of a get-out-of-jail-free card from the global elites to continue to operate almost in a mafia-like way, and we're going to highlight that today.
Yeah, we did a great show about that with Mel Kay a few weeks ago, and it was really interesting as we were going through it. One of the things that we had noticed probably a few years ago is when we were going online to book hotels, you know, it would say LGBTQ-friendly, and we were like, what does that mean? You know, is there a hotel that's not? You know, I mean,
as opposed to what?
Yeah, exactly. And so we actually would call the hotel and ask them. They're like, I have no idea. I've never seen that before. And in the conversation that we were having with Mel, that's actually something. It's almost like, you know, they're part of a mafia. And if you have that on your website, it's almost like you're protected. If you don't, then they're going to come after you.
It's like a special sticker on your door or something so that, you know, like the death angel will go on or, you know, whatever, that kind of a deal. And I would ask them, like, are you also straight friendly too? Because, you know, are you not friendly? Like, what is your goal? They're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea. But this is what your hotel's about. It says on your, same as it says you have a pool and a gym and you're LGBTQ plus friendly. What does that even mean? And they're like, I don't know, man. They're just trying to, everybody's just trying to not get canceled.
Yep. So it's really interesting. Well, right now, obviously, this is really big. June, I guess, is Pride Month, and talked about everywhere we go. Went to the gym this morning. They were talking about the gym. I thought that's really interesting. Well, Nike is not an exception. They are talking about it as well. And there's an article that came out in the Daily Wire today about what is going on and what is Nike actually talking about this time. Right now, they actually have a man that is doing the gender surgeries on kids that are going to be speaking at an event. He's going to be part of a panel. So we wanted to talk to you guys about that tonight.
And this is where it kind of gets into corporatism, because it's a large amount of corporate money. And here's kind of the perfect storm. You got a large company that we're all helping fund by purchasing their products. That's where their money comes from. They don't have a printing press in the back to make it. And so they're using our money to then fund these initiatives. And they have to also fund these initiatives for two reasons. One, in a town like Portland, where Nike is based, they're full of recent college graduates that are radical activists, especially in the Pacific Northwest, specifically in Portland. If you've ever been there, it's mostly boarded up. It's become a broken shell of the city it was even just a few years ago.
Yep,
we've been there recently, and I'm like, oh, this is sad. And again, kind of create their get out of jail free card from the global elites, the Klaus Schwabs, you've all know Harari, the ones that are that are pushing these initiatives on the world as a whole and making everybody comply on a corporate level. So that is all happening. And so then what do they do with your money once they get it? You know, they got to pay for the shoes. They got to, you know, get them from China and the little kids that are making the shoes and all the stuff that LeBron James will never speak out against. But this is corporatism. And then what do they do with the leftovers? Well, they're gonna check the ESG score box by funding an event like they're having July 11th.
It's interesting because I want to show you a little clip. Dr. Blair Peters is the name of the physician that is performing these surgeries. I want to just show a little bit about him, and he's the one speaking at this event. Check this out.
Blair Peters, I use he, they pronouns. I'm a plastic and reconstructive surgeon at OHSU, and I specialize in gender-affirming and peripheral nerve surgery. I describe gender-affirming surgery as using surgery to help someone physically actualize their internal sense of self. So I view surgery as changing something that makes someone feel dysphoric to make them feel euphoric and better and more comfortable in their own body.
Wow.
Kind of goes on. He's about a 2 or 3 minute explanation there. And he identifies as he, they, multiple persons. He's gender fluid. So it could be about whatever in the future. And I don't really honestly understand how you engage. When I walk up and meet somebody, I don't even know if it's malleable and could be different next week. It's a very interesting space to be, but he's the expert that is on a panel that'll be educating people on the views Nike wants to impose on our society.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And he had, it's been taken down now, but he had a tweet that Libs of TikTok put up, and he was talking about performing top surgeries on three young adult adolescents that day, and very proud that he had done that. And I thought, wow, you know, we made it, we have a chance. I just thought, this is really interesting that this is happening, and it's happening to our children. These things cannot be changed. You know, what do we do in this world today? I really believe that this is completely going against God's creation. The devil cannot create anything. And so he always twists and turns and changes. You know, so you see somebody that was born a female and they're going through rough years. I don't care who you are going through teenage years. I wouldn't go back to those years for anything. They're going through these years. They're unsure who they are. And then they're really, I think it's abuse. Abuse is happening to our children by performing these surgeries that cannot be reversed.
Clearly. We've had shows in the past with Brandon Showalter. He's been in several documentaries with everybody from Tucker Carlson and others. You know, on this process of de-sleeving, you know, permanently changing their forearms to take the skin to create male anatomy that doesn't work as such. And they put parents in this position. The famous phrase is, would you rather have a trans child or a dead child? I think any parent that loves their kid, but like, I want anything other than to ever lose my child.
Of course.
But that's kind of this assumption that this has been there for centuries. But where were all of the teenage suicides because their gender identity was not affirmed? Where were all those millions of suicides throughout the last several thousand years? Childhood suicide, teen suicide is a relatively new thing in the case course of human history. These are things that we're going to have to be looking back on the same way we're looking back on the use of masks, the way we're looking back on the pressure for COVID vaccines. we're going to have to reconcile how we allowed doctors like this, who's not a clinical psychologist, that doesn't have the background in history of understanding the statistics, the numbers, the research. They're not trained. He's not a trained scientist. He is a plastic surgeon who is a hired gun for a fee that can do about whatever to your nose, ears, to about what anything that you want done. And he's chosen this career path. Nike has then elevated and put him on a very high platform.
What, and what about medications that kids are taking? You know, what about the pharmaceuticals that they're having to take that they'll have to take forever? What about the money inside of that as well?
Nike's a winner because they get to get out of jail free card from the global elites. These doctors are the winner because it's a huge cash cow. I mean, they're able to make money by virtue signaling at the highest level of our woke society. And then number three, the pharmaceutical companies, they got a permanent customer for life that's taken. Have you ever seen the baskets of medications that these kids will then be on the rest of their entire life without any of the due process of true psychological evaluations?
The kids are definitely the ones that are losing.
Come out on the short end.
And we have to stand up. We have to use our voices. We can't be silent. We can't sit back and think, oh, I'm just not going to say anything. No, we have to use our voices. It's very important that we do, especially in this time right now.
We're going to put the links down below. There's a trailer for a movie that's going to be highlighted at this event by Nike. Nike's helping to fund. And it's highlighting teenage boys that are identifying as girls and dominating in athletics. And they really turn those athletes into victims with complete
disregard
to biological females that are now losing scholarships, getting concussed, getting the snot knocked out of them at the wrong end of this exchange. And again, that will be something we will look back on in history and be wondering, hey, what side were you on and what do we do with that?
We'll be talking about more of that this month for sure. We'll be right back.
Do your feet ache and throb in pain with every step you take every day of your life? Well, kiss those days goodbye with slippers from MyPillow.com. How about that flimsy, flat little excuse for a pillow that's nothing but 8 hours of disappointment, causing you pain in your neck every single night? You can wake up with nothing but butterflies and rainbows around your head with a MyPillow pillow. Those hard wood floors hurting your old bones? No more with a MyPillow dog bed. Are your towels worn thin, flimsy, more patchy than Joe Biden's memory? There's nothing better than absorbent towels from MyPillow.com. For all of these products and more, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code FLYOVER for up to 66% off.
So today on the podcast, we are joined by somebody who I respect their mind greatly. I have a lot of respect for anybody that wrote a book.
Yes, true. It's more than we've done.
I've attempted that a few times. You look at a blank page with a blinking cursor endlessly, and it's like, wow, you took the time to do it. That says a lot. But when the book actually says great things, and this is here is a combination of the word of God and the word of a really bright individual that's coached over 160 different businesses and business clients. The Great Reset, we're all familiar with that term because it's been popularized by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. There is, if you ever feel like, hey, is there a global movement that is interfering with my life, that's changing things so fast, it's not happened organically from below, it's happening force from the top down, you've seen the book, The Great Reset. There's something else going on called The Great Awakening. This book is called The Great Reset versus The Great Awakening. He's host of the Thrive Time show out of Tulsa, Jerusalem, Oklahoma, the one, the only Clay Clark.
Hey, I appreciate you allowing me to be here. And to my right is Rochelle Voss, Voth, V-O-T-H. She works with Dr. Jim Meehan. She sees patients on a daily basis, and they don't die. So I wanted to bring her on the show today because we're going to talk a lot about central bank digital currencies and this push to put technology under your skin. And she's dealing with wonderful people that have already put technology under their skin in the form of a what they thought was a vaccine. And she's seeing the side effects. And so I really do think it'll all tie together today.
We're so glad. Welcome to the show, Rochelle. We're glad to have you on today.
Thank you for having me.
And what an incredible resume. If I was looking at, you know, your resume, I'm looking at it, she did this, went to school, patients don't die. That's because not all doctors and people in the medical profession can say that or have ascribed to where that's the number one thing they're focused on over the last few years.
True.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, we've been actively seeking those from the COVID mRNA shots. And there is great hope. I just want people to know that they had a side effect, or if they had something that just kind of went wrong over the last year or two, that we actively have different therapies that your primary cares aren't aware of, that the hospitalists aren't aware of, to kind of treat a non-traditional medical platform that was placed into your body and help you recover.
What's your professional title? Just so we can...
Sure. I'm a physician assistant.
Physician assistant. And again, all I know is I tell people, hey, if you don't want to die from COVID, go visit Dr. Zelenko. May he rest in peace. I would send people there. Yeah. I would send them to Dr. Rashid. May he rest in peace. I would send them to Richard Bartlett. I would send them to Dr. Meehan, Dr. Sherwood. And people would go to Meehan MD. And they would send me a text a week later going, hey, I'm not dead. I'm going, well, that's good. Keep doing that. So that's kind of how we connected there. So just want to give a little background there for you.
That is great. So, Rochelle, as you were talking, I know there's people listening today thinking, well, I want some help, or my family members, they need some help. How do they get a hold of you?
Well, thank you. Yes, like Clay mentioned, meehanmd.com, meehanmd.com. Also, 918-600-2240 is our phone number. We're licensed to prescribe, practice, and treat in 34 states and counting. So chances are we can probably see you.
And what was that website, that phone number, one more time?
I know some,
one of our listeners, a lot of their listeners, by the way, flyover, this is normal. Uh-huh. They listen to the show while riding a skateboard over a gravel road.
True.
That's just what they do.
Yes. 918-600-2240.
Okay, we'll put that in the link as a link below as well. And then it's meehan.md.
It's meehan, one word, meehanmd.com.
MD.com.
Meehanmd.com. Okay, we'll put that in the notes below. On every platform, no matter where you listen to this, you can find it below. If you're on the treadmill right now and juggling, don't stop.
Yes.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And then it'll be in the notes below when you finish.
All right, Clay, so you're bringing some big information. We were talking to you last week, and you were sharing some stuff, and we're like, we have to have you on the show because I think it's pertinent information for everyone right now. So we'll go ahead and put you in the driver's seat. Let's share some things with the audience today.
Let's do it real quick here. So I want to give people a timeline. A lot of times people, mainly Stacy or David or my wife or myself or all of us, we always wanted to win. When do you see this happening? We ask ourselves these questions. When? And I mean, I ask myself, we're all asking, we want to win. Whether I'm in a business consultant mode or whether I'm helping reawaken America, I never want to give people any speculation. I never want to give people any theories. I just like to give facts. Okay. So we have a first clip we can play. I believe your wonderful producer, Colton, has this pulled up here. And BRICS, okay, this is Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. That's BRICS, the BRICS block. They are adding new members. They're adding new members. So Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, that's 41% of the Earth's population. They have teamed up together to introduce what's called the New Development Bank. It's a bank based in Shanghai. What? It's based in Shanghai, the communist-controlled Shanghai, home of forced organ harvesting. What? Forced. This is the home of re-education camps, China, the home of forced organ harvesting, the home of social credit scores, the home of internment camps, the home of quarantine camps, the home of welding people in their own homes to protect them from COVID-19. That's where the New Development Bank is based. And they are meeting, not to worry about it, folks, but they're meeting in August to announce the new members of the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa block called the BRICS block. And they are introducing a gold-backed, programmable central bank digital currency. And you're beginning to see countries like Iraq. Now, this is real stuff. Iraq, the Iraqi dinari right now, it's 4,000 Iraqi dinari for every one U.S. dollar. And in Iraq, if you live in Iraq, you get paid. Most employees in Iraq, over 90% of the Iraqi population, gets their paycheck in the form of cash in U.S. dollars. Could you imagine having a job and they pay you via cash?
No.
And Iraq just said you're not allowed to pay anyone or to exchange any kind of it's illegal to use the U.S. dollar.
Wow.
And those familiar with BRICS are seeing a similar language behind it as China, as Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa look to assert dominance. So again, that's 41% of the Earth's population. If they add Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Iran, Turkey, you will have over 70% of the Earth's population using a gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. And if Colton can play the first 45 seconds.
Can I ask you a question quick before you play that? I want to make sure I'm understanding this right and our listeners are as well. They're not out, this is my perception, they're not out recruiting nations. Countries like Mexico, they're like standing in line begging and politicking to join it. Is that the direction of it? That's how it feels.
The posture that's being stated by South Africa. Now, South Africa is the country currently in control of receiving applications, whatever that means. And the South African leadership delegation, they're saying that countries are applying by the dozens at this point. So this clip, if we can play this, I think this will bring a lot of clarity here.
Okay, perfect.
BRICS is considering two proposals. Number one, the expansion of BRICS. And number two, the pitch for a common currency. The matter has been referred to the BRICS Bank, the New Development Bank. It is the group's very own banking institution. BRICS members have asked how a potential currency might work and if using it might lead to any sanctions. The feasibility of a common currency is being studied.
So money is evolving from a very binary thing, which is where it is today, to a very complicated, intelligent form of money, which we call smart money.
The financial system will become so complicated as AI takes over more and more of the action that no, it will be just too complicated for the human mind.
Okay, time out. So, Dave and Stacey, one of the things I love about you guys is you fear God. And by the way, the Bible tells you, it says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of holy is the understanding. Let me look this up here. It says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That would be Proverbs 9:10. It says, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So here's the deal. Okay, it's a true story. My son is a young man. And my wife and I, we try to teach him right and wrong. So he goes, he's 16 years old, he gets a job. Okay, he gets a job. He's got his own landscaping business, but we want him to have a job that's not from us, just so he can go where. Sure. This is a true story. Hey, he tells me yesterday, in the pool yesterday, he says, Dad, I said, how was day one? He goes, my foreman, my boss, told me that we had to go back to the job site because he lost his weed.
Oh, no.
And I say, what? And he goes, he lost his weed. And I guess it was a lot of weed. So my foreman wanted me to go back to the job site to find his weed.
Oh, no.
No, this is real. And I'm like, what? Your first day? What again? Now he's Mike. And again, I'm a binary person. I understand right and wrong. So it's easy to go, dude, that's jacked up. We probably need to find another job for you. And he's like, yeah, that's a thing. But it's so now think about this non-binary. Okay. So non-binary, where did we first hear this term? The gay lesbian agenda right now. People are going, you know, you can't, we're so smart. We can't figure out what gender we are. So you're seeing that. Mm-hmm. Now you're seeing this pride cometh before the fall, by the way. Now you're seeing the pride celebration. And if you look into, what are they doing? They're celebrating sin. Okay, they're celebrating sin. That's what Pride Month is right now. So it's a non-binary genders. The head of Quant.network is now saying they're going to introduce a non-binary form of money. Money where you can't tell. Remember, Satan's the author of confusion. Yep. You can't tell how much money you have in your account because it's determined based upon your adherence to the social credit score system narrative. So, Rochelle, just briefly, I'm sure there's wonderful people that you have treated that they came in, they took the shot because they thought it was safe and effective. And now there's a little regret. Am I assuming that? Is that accurate? Are you seeing that?
No, it's very correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then are people seeing side effects from the shots?
They are in different ways and in different symptom correlations for most people. So things like brain fog, fatigue, neuropathy, numbness and tingling at their hands. And
those are facts. Those are facts. Mm-hmm. That's not my opinion. I'm not saying this could happen. Those are facts. So again, a non-binary person would go, well, I don't see a causality necessarily between this and that. And again, these are people that struggle to understand. So you've all know Harari says soon we're going to have a changing of the definition of money. So when they're meeting in August, now, right now it's June. In July, you're seeing the introduction of what's called FedNow. That is the system that will introduce the central bank digital currencies in the U.S. That comes out in July. And in August, you're seeing BRICS announce the addition of additional countries. And it looks to be introducing their new gold-backed, programmable central bank digital currency based in Shanghai.
Now, Clay, something we made available here, because we're going to be hammering this hard for a little bit over these next few months, because people need to be aware of this as it goes. Right, they're not getting this anywhere else. And so if people send us a text to 40509, the word Clay, There's a bunch of clips we're not even going to get into in this show that we've been exchanging. You've been sending clips of Harari. We're going to put everything in one Dropbox. People can just send us a text and boom, they will get all of those so they can kind of continue this research and look at it. But an interesting thing I was noticing in the clips we were researching is Harari at the Frontiers event, you can tell they start moving away from something when they start bashing fiat currency. Because up until now, it's been, no, this is good. Fiat currency is still, the governments have this. When they step away from it and they begin saying, and he says over and over, it's fake. It's only a common agreement. Mm-hmm. It's not even based in truth.
Right.
The paper printed money. And so when that happens, you can tell like he's the one that sort of is the Paul Revere out front creating the language for what they're doing.
And just to point this out here, I'm trying to give people a lot of facts here today. I want to respect your time here. So in the book of Revelation, as I'm reading this to you, 90 miles an hour, because we have limited time, but everyone should go read this at a medium pace, okay? So Revelation chapter 16, verse 12. Everyone should read this today. Okay, it says here, Revelation chapter 16, verse 12. Everyone read it. Look it up today. Look it up. Look it up, folks. This is serious stuff here. It says here, and the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water there was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Didn't you discover that China and Russia started teaming up together at the exact time that the river started drying up? What? Okay. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, China dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. You've all know Harari. They call him the prophet. He's a false prophet. What? For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole earth to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. You understand that Elon Musk is claiming now, he just got FDA approval. Now, tell me if I'm wrong here. The FDA made it difficult to prescribe hydroxychloroquine. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
That same FDA has said it's okay for Elon Musk to put his Neuralink brain chips in your head, which he says have the power to make the blind to see and the lame to walk. Sounds like a miracle to me. So that you're seeing all these things happen. So everyone needs to read Revelation chapter 16, verse 12. Dave, I think we have time for one more small clip. Can we do a little snack pack of a sneak peek of a clip?
The operating system of every human culture in history has always been language. In the beginning was the word. We use language to create mythology and laws, to create gods and money, to create art and science, to create friendships and nations. For example, human rights are not a biological reality. They are not inscribed in our DNA. Human rights is something that we created with language by telling stories and writing laws. Gods are also not a biological or physical reality. Gods, too, is something that we humans have created with language by telling legends and writing scriptures. Money is not a biological or physical reality. Banknotes are just worthless pieces of paper, and at present, more than 90% of the money in the world is not even banknotes. It's just electronic information in computers passing from here to there.
He just gave a talk where he advocated for the removal of, listen to this, folks, you heard, just heard it, but he just advocated for the removal of human rights, money, the Bible, and God. And they all go, oh, yeah, yeah, you're awesome. Woo, Bill Gates. Oh, yeah, that's Obama. Woo, to quote Ric Flair. Woo, what am I saying? I encourage everybody today, Dave, do you have a website or Stacey, a link for your gold connection? Do you have that somewhere? I encourage everyone, if you haven't been there, what is that website there?
It's flyovergold.com.
Flyovergold.com. I mean this sincerely today. If you are pondering scheduling a consultation to get out of fiat currency, guess what? Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're not. They're just doing it.
Right.
You need to look this up. They're not scheduling a consultation. They're not going, you know, I need to think about it. I'm taking my kids to soccer. I'm going to. No. They're doing it. They are buying the earth's gold, copious amounts of gold. This is happening. It is a documented fact. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Turkey, Mexico. Mm-hmm. What? They're all hurting the earth, hoarding the earth's gold. Saudi Arabia, for what? In preparation for something. I wonder what they're in preparation for. For introducing a gold-backed, programmable central bank digital currency. Now, if you're out there today and you know anything about Iraq, the value of the Iraqi dinari, there's 4,000 Iraqi dinari for every one U.S. dollar. That's the current thing right now. The current exchange rate. Do you understand that if they say gold backed programmable central bank digital currency in Iraq as part of it, the equation will flip to 4,000 US dollars would be required for every one Iraqi dinar. Another example would be if you went to the Walmart today and you bought some clothes, like some basketball shorts, the and one shorts that I like, by the way, they're $19 for my massive shorts. That would be 4,000 times more. So let me take the number 19 times 4,000, and your shorts would be $76,000. Wow. If they do that. Do you understand? I want people to really grasp the profundity of what I am saying.
Well, it's not that that could happen or that's a probability. Like, we don't know what the weather's going to be like on August 20th. It might rain. They wrote this and projected that this is what they're trying to do. And I know people feel like, oh, you guys are talking about this all the time. If I had a time machine and I could go back to 2019, I would ring the bell until I had blisters for people to begin preparing for COVID. To begin, you better hoard some hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin and some vitamin D and some vitamin C. And you better like start making choice. Like, if I could go back to 2019, I would begin sounding the
toilet
siren.
Toilet paper,
get some of that. Because right. people be like, that's all he talks about. He's into hydroxychloroquine. He's into this and that. I mean, it's like, if I had the clarity then to know what bell to ring, right. I would have been sounding that alarm. Like, that train is kind of come and gone, and people have landed on the vax. They've landed on all these things. This is that thing that will impact every area of every person watching this, their life. It is the bell to ring right now. It determines the direction of your family's future and be able to provide for yourself one way or the other, how well you understand this information. It's the thing right now.
That's exactly right.
And guys, we have resources. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I've got resources for central bank digital currencies, for BRICS. It's all right there. And I just said this in final housekeeping note here. The Reawaken America Tour is going to Las Vegas, Nevada. We just passed 52% sold out. So what does that mean? Woo. 48% of the tickets are remaining for August 25th and 26th. Kind of exciting. But Roseanne is now joining the tour. Yes. Don Jr. is now joining the tour. Cash Patel, General Flynn, Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Dr. Jim Meehan, Dr. Sherwood, Dr. Stella Emanuel. We got enough degrees to build several high quality thermometers. We've got Dr. Simone Gold. I mean, Dr. Peter McCullough. It's going to be a great event. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Most people are staying together at the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And again, you can name your price, but if you do use promo code FLYOVER, you get a discount off of those VIP tickets, and you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage life-changing pass where you can go back there and meet many of the people at the tip of the spear. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. You get those tickets. Guys, thank you for allowing me to fit it within your schedule today. I just think this is a very urgent topic that everyone needs to know right now. And I would encourage them to text the number you provided earlier, because you want to see these clips yourself. They're not hiding it. They're saying it out loud. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa are meeting in August to discuss the introduction of many countries into the BRICS bloc and to introduce a new reserve gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency based in Shanghai, stewarded over by the New Development Bank in communist-controlled China.
Mm-hmm. I love it. If you get a text 40509 and the word Clay, you'll get that. Most of these clips, remember, are a minute and a half, 2 minutes, because Clay is tireless and he goes through hours of this content for like, this is the nugget. Mm-hmm. This is what you need to do. So it's a very efficient way for you to both feel and appear smarter than you really are. And then the second resource I'll say, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, this book, you can purchase a physical copy, which is probably a good idea, but you can get a free PDF of this to download to your Kindle, your iPod, your device to be able to read this. You need to know what's going on, because these guys have already called their shots, and now we're counteracting it because we know what they're trying to do. Clay, thanks for everything you do. Yeah, I mean, it is unbelievable the amount of work you put in to help people be prepared and make wise choices.
I love you guys. I celebrate you every time I get a chance. I tell people, listen to Flyover Conservatives. You guys are so consistent. The devilish mainstream media is very diligent. They put out shows every single day, and you're one of the few people in the conservative movement that consistently puts out a show every single day, whether Dave is hopped up on Dayquil or not. appreciate that. And you share all of it from a Christ perspective. You share those prophetic updates every week. You guys are making a big impact. And I appreciate you, your team, your son, your daughter. Thank you guys for what you do.
Thank you much, Clay. Thank you for joining us today, Rochelle. We really appreciate it.
It was nice to meet you all.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
God actually spoke to me. He spoke about sacredness. He said to me, Kim, what I place in many, many people is sacred. And if anybody touches what is sacred to me, then it is the end for them. So what I've done in the United States of America is sacred. And there are people on every side that are trying to destroy what I deem sacred. And it's not going to happen.
This is the definition of criminal conspiracy, racketeering, and collusion. This is not a theory. This is evidence.
Because I have upheld this country to spread a light to the rest of the world. When you choose to go against the sacred thing that God put into the very heart and the soil of this nation, this was sacred to God.
This Reawaken Tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
It's time for an economic update with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Yay!
How are you?
Happy, great.
I mean, what a weekend. It was wild. I actually was at a conference in Rapid City with Mary Crowley, and it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
So many amazing believers and patriots, and it was just really cool. And then I get back, and it's like, poof. All this weird news, wacky news coming out of Europe, coming out of America. And it's like, oh boy, here we go.
It is
an
amazing weekend back into the norm of political mayhem.
Wow.
It is. But as confusing and as crazy as they make it seem, it's really not. You know, right. I mean, there's only a few things happening. One, you got a group of global elites that are trying to hijack our lives. And the most controlling thing that they can do there is control the money. Mm-hmm. And then create the same kind of confusion to break down families and to break down people's identity of who they are and then celebrate it over the course of an entire month. And so those are kind of the two big fronts, but those are dominoes that tip over a lot of areas in your life. If people's money's not right and they're fearful, well, man, they might then binge drink, or they're going to do this, or they might, you know, the stress on their family and their marriage. I mean, it's like there's domino effects from these things in both of those arenas. And I think it's encouraging for people to realize that the world's not organically from the bottom up going crazy, that there literally are a few people that in our opinion, and we have this conservative Christian values that we're looking at these situations, but there is a spiritual component to that there's a small number of people from the top down forcing these companies to run the ads they're doing and the agendas they're doing and the Melissa McCarthy West Hollywood parade and the stuff that is happening. That's like, do people want, is that really like,
no,
it's not the masses. It's a small number at top. And for me, that brings a lot of peace because we just need to have wise information to make good choices. And so
such a great
half
point.
Of that's knocked out right here with you, with two PhDs and knowing, hey, how do we handle the financial part? And then, you know, the other component, you know, you just need like a kind of a biblical compass, exhale, and then trust God, you know, that, hey, he has a plan and an intent for the family, and people do operate best in a family.
I do want to tell you something, Dr. Kirk. I didn't mean to jump in, but I was thinking this. We have really good friends that contacted us over the weekend because they'd been watching the shows that we put out last week when you actually came into the studio and interviewed. And they said, I just want to say, I watched all the shows and I've always felt this way, but it was confirmed. I am so thankful that I invested with Dr. Kirk. I am so thankful for that. You know, it's like,
they thought they got to know you. They thought they got to know you better as a person.
Yeah.
You know, because we do these short things focused on, you know, crazy news. But in that format, if you've not gone back and seen it, you can go to our Rumble channel or go to the flyoverapp.com. It was maybe a 4-hour interview.
Yeah.
We deep dived into, I mean, marriage and finance and tithing and God and money and I mean, so many areas.
CBDCs.
And then clearly, obviously, all the global financial issues. But I've enjoyed it. I've gone back and watched it.
Yeah. It's so good. We're so thankful for you.
Well, I'm so thankful for you. It really is a privilege and a blessing and an honor to be with you every week and to serve your viewers, right? Mm-hmm. That call us. And that's our goal. That's our blessing, to be able to help. And it's what we're called and gifted and anointed to do, right? And so, you know, you talked about money, and I know you too. I've known you for a long, long time, mm-hmm. for decades, right? And you don't worship money. You treat money in its proper position, right? It's a tool to give away, mm-hmm. right? It's like, and it's amazing. And I know a ton of other people like that. I live like that. But whenever you have people that have too much of an imbalance with their money, it's a reflection of something that's kind of yucky on the inside. Mm. Same thing with people who have addictions to substances. Same things and so I got to thinking about it just as you were talking this morning. It's like, and I remembered this quote, that thoughts become words, words become actions become mm-hmm. habits become character, and character becomes your destiny, right? So in every part of life, that progression holds true. And what we saw over the last few weeks of the debt ceiling talks, mm-hmm. it talked about our character as a nation, right? Because those words became habits. So we've got this habit mm-hmm. of overspending, and that became our character. And that ultimately is our destiny as a nation, is we are going bankrupt, right? And it all started with a thought. It's mm-hmm. like, how can we, you know, take care of these people to get more votes, right? It goes all the way back to when we did a show on the Roman Republic falling. And this dude, Clodius, right, who started mm-hmm. getting people's votes, bribing them with free grain for votes, right? So it's like, we've got this same progression happening in America, right? And so everything that we saw over the last 3 weeks between McCarthy and Biden, to me, absolute political theater. Mm-hmm. They never intended on negotiating anything. McCarthy, to me, his actions showed where his heart was.
Yeah.
He never intended to negotiate. I'm telling you, when Biden left the negotiations to go to Japan, to the G7 nations, he showed his heart too. It's like, oh, I'm more concerned about these globalist notions of everything we're talking about G7, rather than domestic policy in America that I'm sort of supposed to be the president of, right?
Yeah.
So he goes and leaves the conversation, then comes back. And during this time, McCarthy's saying, we're not going to give you what you want. We're not going to reward you for overspending. We've got to stop the debt ceiling increases, because that's mortgaging our future as a country. And then Biden says, well, we're never going to negotiate. Well, mm-hmm. then what happens? You know, first, when they first came back, it's like, uh-oh, we're going to raise the debt ceiling by $4 trillion, which would be the most ever in the history of our country. And I thought, oh, nuts. They've totally done it this time. And McCarthy caved, and they're going to do. But then it was worse than that, truly. So what they ended up doing, the whole word, there's so many wrong things about this statement, but they were negotiating about the debt ceiling. McCarthy did no negotiation, number one. And when you talk about the word debt ceiling, the second word is ceiling, and they took it out.
Yeah,
there is no ceiling to what they did. They said unlimited spending until the election.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So this is what makes it really bad.
And he campaigned on that. I'm going to get rid of the 87,000 mm-hmm. armed IRAs as agents and, you know, these kind of things. And it's like, nothing.
They're not.
Wow. I mean, that's what he's pounding the table on, some of these kind of issues. He didn't even put a dent. They didn't get rid of one.
Didn't even get rid of one of them. They didn't mm-hmm. get rid of the $500 billion to $1 trillion, possibly unlawful student loan bailout provision. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't get rid of anything, right? So they got rid of the word ceiling and just but who does that help? That helps the party in power when they're in power and they can say, look, we're giving you everything that you want until the election, right? So vote for us. And then they're putting up to the lame duck Congress afterwards, people who might be voted out of office to actually vote on the debt ceiling. Why would we leave it up to people who are leaving to determine our future, right? They have no incentive to do anything, right? I mean, everything about this bill was 180 degrees opposite, wrong, just bad. It's bad for America, but shame, literally. I know I'm a conservative, right? I'm a biblically based conservative, but shame on McCarthy for even pretending mm-hmm. that he was going to negotiate, because this was really bad. I mean, this is going to, what are the ramifications? It's going to raise inflation. It's going to ultimately raise interest rates because they're going to have to print so much money to have an unlimited debt ceiling, mm-hmm. no ceiling, but unlimited debt. That somebody's got to pay for that, right? And they're going to print money like there's no tomorrow to get that done, which means they're going to have to raise interest rates. And other countries are going to look at that and say, what? America can't spend within their means. We're going to stop investing into U.S. treasuries, which is exactly what's happening. Russia's now wanting to get they already got out of U.S. treasuries, but now there's this deal that they're mm-hmm. starting to talk to Iran about and saying, hey, you got to do the same thing, right? Just like we did. Get out of U.S. treasuries completely. China's potentially wants to dump, along with other countries, upwards of close to $800 billion worth of U.S. treasuries. It's like, what? There is a day of reckoning coming. Mm-hmm. And this is an ugly sign moving forward, especially when we're in the midst of a bank crisis and mm-hmm. banks failing, that you would have a debt ceiling talk that goes awry and say, we're going to just print uncontrollably, which is going to cause more inflation, rising cost of borrowing, and people have lowering wages. What are they going to do? They're going to pull more money out of the banks just to survive, mm-hmm. right? And then that creates another contagion because banks don't have enough money on hand. And so then the news is going to come out. It's like people are taking money out just to live on, but this bank is about to fail and we don't have enough on hand to support all of this. What do we do? Right. And so I think there's going to be more bank failures. I think there's going to be a lot of mayhem coming that people don't even realize what's coming yet. So how much money have Americans already pulled out of the banking system? So I just saw this report just earlier this morning.
I would imagine a lot.
Yep.
It's unfathomable. So let me see. There's $472 billion. There's a lot of zeros there. I had to kind of add it up.
Yeah.
So in the first 3 months of this year, $472 billion, half a trillion dollars, leaves the banking system in historic numbers. Okay. So
is that from the FDIC first quarter report?
Yep. FDIC first quarter report.
Which that doesn't March is where a lot of the bank information, the closings mm-hmm. really kicked in. Mm-hmm. So they have ends in March. They had some time till, you know, late April, early May to even put out those numbers. So that only reflects really a couple of weeks of people's reaction to Republic and the things that have happened mm-hmm. there. I mean, that's like the national anthem. That's just the warm-ups.
It's just the warm up. So the second quarter is going to be a bloodbath in my estimation, mm-hmm. because that was really 2 months of nothing burger. And then 1 month of people pulling out. When you have 3 months of people pulling out, this is going to be kind of a disastrous turn of events, right? So here's where this all started. Like we talked about in previous shows, in March of 2020, when the Fed changed the reserve requirement to zero. And banks don't have to have anything on hand. So when people start withdrawing, what is that going to do? It means they're going to be financially stressed mm-hmm. like nothing that we've ever seen.
Yep.
So I've done so much research over the last few weeks on banks and bank failures, because people keep asking me, well, what's a safe bank? It's like, well, really right now, it's like I can't say that anything's really super safe, because here's a world where there's no guarantees. Here's kind of the guarantee that happened. Guaranteed Thursday night before Silicon Valley Bank went under on Friday, Those people didn't know that their bank was going under on Friday.
Right.
Or else the bank run would have started on Thursday, right? This is how we know. The day before, the day before First Republic went down, people didn't know that their bank was going down. And that was the 14th largest bank in America, right? So here in America, we've seen like one credit union in New York, First Republic Bank, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and Silvergate Bank. So we've had like five, right, that have gone under. Look at this newest report from Weiss Research, who's done bank ratings for almost 30 years. There's 4,243 U.S. banks and credit unions vulnerable to failure.
Wow.
Okay. Look what mayhem five cost, let alone 4,243 that are on the verge of failure. So why do banks fail? For three reasons. Okay. Number one is they have malinvestment. They're investing in garbage that you and I would invest in, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate. They're all coming down. So their investments aren't performing well and they don't have enough capital, which means they have more withdrawals going out than they have deposits going in. Mm-hmm. Those three reasons are why banks fail, why all banks fail, right? So what this tells us is with wages declining, with inflationary pressures persisting, with everything that we're seeing coming out of the Biden administration, Weiss is putting all of that together and say, oh boy, we've got low liquidity. We've got high demand for capital coming out as people need money to live on. Very few deposits going in, rising interest rates. People are defaulting on loans. There's now 4,243 banks ripe for failure. Okay.
I listened to the interview Glenn Beck had on. A representative from their company. I think the people that started it, they're probably retired and are done, but like maybe Dallas something was his name. He was a representative from there. There's like 500 and some, like 39 years, like 500 and some banks that have gone under. They've predicted within a couple, all of them, like every one of them that went under. Mm. And Glenn Beck was really pressuring him. Like, can you tell us kind of, you know, Bank of America or Chase or different. And he said, I'm not in a position to be able to speak clearly on the names of these companies, but you know, he gave clear advice that everybody needs to be operating. Like basically they're heading into a rainstorm and you need to be dressing accordingly. Mm. You know, like none of them are basically safe and there's not enough to protect them that if you have, you know, and some of these, obviously most of our listeners, you know, aren't worried about 250,000 in their checking account, but their boss is, their employer is, or if they own a small business. So most people either own a company or they work for a company.
Right.
And it affects all of those people. So that means nobody is like, well, this doesn't affect me. You know, it's an industry that's been artificially propped up.
So what do people do, Dr. Kirk?
Well, so this is where even my advice is changing because of all the bank failures. Because before it's like credit unions are the safest, then regional banks, and then, you know, stay away from the big nasty ones, your Bank of America, Citi, and your small little ones that don't have enough capital.
Right.
But with all the banks that we've seen fail, they're all regional banks. But they're more on the West Coast where you've had mortgage failures, big tech companies going out of business, massive drain on capital. So middle, you know, flyover states,
right?
their regional banks are probably still relatively okay, but you can't make the statement anymore that regional banks are actually still safe because they're obviously not. So this is how quickly things can turn around. I mean, I've been a PhD economist for a long time, right? I've been doing this for 29 years. And for as long as I can remember that order of credit unions and regional banks are the safest, we can't say that anymore. Because you can't, and this is why Dallas Brown or whatever his name was with Weiss Research can't actually name a bank, because there's 4,200 plus that are on the verge of collapse. Which one is going to have a big company that goes under? Like, let's say it were, okay, some regional bank in Best Buy had all their stuff there and Best Buy goes bankrupt. I'm saying that they are. I'm just saying, what if?
Right.
Right.
Well, then they pull out all this capital and it's like, oh my word. Now it hits the news that this bank just kind of went under. You never know which one of those banks is going to have a big company that goes under, that pulls out all their available capital, and then nobody else in the bank can get it. I mean, this is the problem that we're in, which is why he couldn't give an answer. It's not like he was dodging a question. He doesn't know, right? He doesn't know which one of these banks is going to have that happen. So here's where What we do is pull money out of the banking system, have a few months of expenses on hand, and then go into something that's tangible, that's real, that's not tied to somebody else's debt and spending it. That would be silver. I would go into silver wholeheartedly to take advantage of the trend to be safe.
Man, it's huge. So people can go to flyovergold.com. When you do, it's a landing page, place for you to fill out your information. When you fill out your information, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you. It puts you in the queue. Now, they're going to be able to answer your questions, help you to walk through the process, and it doesn't cost you anything to have this consultation. It's absolutely free. And they're amazing because they're coming from a place of, it's never pressure. Oh, you got to do this. It's just giving you information so that you know what you should do next in your life. And I love working with you guys. I'm so thankful for you. So go to flyovergold.com or call 720-605-3900. Do it today. Don't wait any longer. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Are you having a hard time sleeping at night thinking, what am I going to do about my finances?
You know, times are really changing. They're changing fast. Let me give you a quick example of how. In 1920, if you had a $20 bill and 1 ounce of gold, you could go into any men's clothing store and buy an entire suit.
Wow.
You could buy the jacket, the shirt, the belt, shoes, the whole bit. Today, that $20 bill, what's it going to get you?
Not much.
Maybe the socks, maybe a handkerchief. But the 1 ounce of gold could still buy you the entire suit at any men's store in America. That's the difference. That's what inflation does to your dollar. It's a deflating dollar caused by inflation. Now, today, that's happening faster than ever. You need somebody that you trust that can help get you out of a fake currency and into something that's going to keep you safe.
And we know a guy that has two PhDs by the name of Dr. Kirk Elliott. We have known him for over 25 years, and he's someone we completely trust.
You need somebody that you can get a hold of, somebody that's going to be there for you to get back out of it, and then maybe back into the stock market, maybe back into something else when things settle down. But right now is not that time. You need somebody that you trust and somebody you can call and make those worries go away.
That's exactly right. So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information for your free consultation, or you can call 720-605-3900. Do it today.
You'll be glad you did. You guys, it is a complete honor that you join us on this show. Join us on this journey. We're figuring this stuff out. We're researching. We're digging. We're looking into it every day. And we're thankful that you're hungry, that you're actually valuing the truth enough, that you tune in with us, that you like this content, that you share this out, that we're partnering together to wake people up. We need 80 million people doing one thing each day to save their own country. And you're one, we're one. Let's just make it spread.
That is exactly right. We bless you. We bless you to realize you were born for such a time as this. We bless you to realize your future is brighter than your past. And we bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up.
See you back here tomorrow. Thank you so much, guys. Peace out.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.